tribes to expel the militants. He doesn't say how. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from PBS with The Poisoner's Handbook, How Forensics Became a Science in 1920s New York. Tomorrow on American Experience at 8 p.m. on PBS. This is 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford's financial analysis is made possible in part by Flat 5 Productions, presenting the uplifting South African a cappella group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, January 26th at Carpenter Theater. Tickets available at the box office or etix.com. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of business and financial news, as he does most every Monday morning. Brian, welcome back and welcome to 2014.
Well, happy new year to you too, Wayne.
Yeah, thank you. You've said year after year on these Monday morning get-togethers that as January goes, so goes the year. So how is January going to go?
Well, I think that's a good question. We are off to a new year. Congress is back to work. Schools are back in session. Kind of time to clear away the decorations. But you're right. As January goes, so goes the year. That certainly held true for last year, which saw a big move up very early in January when the fiscal cliff, remember that, Wayne, when the fiscal cliff deal was made? Will it hold true for 2014? We shall see. But there's no rest for the weary as we jump right in. The December jobs report is coming out this Friday. We expect a positive report, up about 200,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate to trickle down a little bit further, which is good news. We've also been watching the prospects of the U.S. dollar, which has been getting stronger against other world currencies, especially the euro recently. This faith in the U.S. dollar, we think, is a reflection of optimism about the U.S. economy, although it might mean more pressure on the currencies of emerging market countries. Money is flowing out of those emerging market countries and into the U.S. dollar now. A strong U.S. dollar would also be a big change from the last several years of a very large Federal Reserve stimulus, which has kept interest rates low, but it's kept the dollar weak.
Well, all the year-end headlines were about how great the stock markets did in 2013.
Yeah.
And I guess the big question is, can it be sustained?
Yeah, I think that's really the question. I'm not sure I've had any great epiphanies yet this year, pun intended, yet on today, the epiphany.
Right.
But I have been reading a lot about what last year brought us. So let's do a little bit deeper dive into what actually did well in 2013. As you say, the S&P 500 had its best year in about 15 years, so it's a very strong year. In fact, Wayne, all 10 of the major sector groups in the S&P 500 were up. The top three were consumer stocks, up about 40%, healthcare up 39%, industrials up 37%. Those are big numbers, Wayne, especially from an economy that only grew just over 2% for the year. So it was a very large growth rate. The laggards were utilities up about 8% and telecom up about 6.5%. Both of those are more sensitive to rising interest rates. Financial sector did very well as the prospect of seeing higher rates boosted banks, money managers, insurance companies. It's also nice to see that the Richmond Index of companies, I don't know if you saw this, did extremely well, about 30% for the year. Of the 17 companies in that local list, Media General, you know, now without the newspaper division, was up massively, over 400% from a very low base. Genworth also doubled last year, and Union First Market Bank was up over 50%. Clearly, it was a good year all around for stocks, Wayne, but not so much for bonds. U.S. Treasury bonds were down about 12% for the year. Other bonds like municipal bonds, corporate bonds, they were flat to down a percent or two. Gold was also down sharply, leaving analysts to wonder whether gold's 10-year run is over. But you're right, Wayne. So that was last year. What about 2014? I have to tell you, I saw an article last week that was recounting all these positive aspects of the U.S. economy. For example, lower unemployment, rising real estate values, things like that. And the article basically posed the question, what could possibly go wrong, as if nothing could derail things? And that kind of article makes me wince a little bit when expectations get a little heavy. The main thing we need to watch in 2014, Wayne, is simply corporate earnings. It all comes down to how profitable companies are, which leads to higher valuations and stock prices. If companies can still produce earnings that are up about 6 to 8% a year on average, that's going to lead to stronger growth ahead. Now, if not, you could likely see lower prices ahead. But in general, we believe we're going to see U.S. output, the GDP, be about 3% to the positive, which means very little chance of recession. Global growth should be a little bit better than that, thanks to a still resurging Japan. And even Europe might see 1% growth or so, which may not sound like a lot, but that's a lot better than the negative they've had for a couple of years. Some CEOs here report they still worry about stagnant wages for workers, because while we mentioned that unemployment's dropping, wages are just not going up. CEOs also say that they worry about further government incompetence on both sides of the aisle, and whether that, you know, further hitches in the healthcare plan are going to derail the economy. Bottom line, Wayne, while it is tempting and easy to, you know, rely on one prediction about whether stocks are going to be up or down, remember, it's more important to keep your goals and objectives in mind. And despite the relatively straight shot up in 2013, we think the new year is likely to see much more volatility, more swings to the downside and upside.
What's the outlook for the auto industry, once such a mainstay of the American economy?
This is a good question. This is a good news item. I saw last year car sales were very strong, 15 million sales in 2013. That was the most since 2007. GM and Toyota were up about 7%. Ford says they were up 11%. This is a big change from the bankruptcy and bailout days of 2008 and 2009. A lot of new models are building excitement. The industry may actually top 16 million this year. The quality of sales actually appears to be even stronger now. They're going more towards individual consumers, not so much to rental car fleets, which tend to sell them quickly, and that kind of depresses prices a lot across the board. Car dealers report that consumer confidence is up, and with especially housing prices being up, customers are more willing to buy these days. So what are the implications for a healthy automotive sector? The good ones. For one, job creation. Manufacturers and dealers added about 75,000 new jobs in 2013 and expect more this year. Also, credit is loosening somewhat. It's relatively easier for customers to finance a purchase, and that really helps. And lastly, the aging U.S. car fleet is being replaced with safer, more fuel-efficient cars on the roads. The takeaway here, Wayne, is that a healthy auto sector is good for the overall U.S. economy.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome, Wayne. I'll see you around.
Right. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice.